You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 112. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the perfection and timing of the universe. Everything is going according to the master plan. Things are exactly as they are supposed to be. I want you to understand that you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. Your life has been divinely orchestrated for you to learn the lessons that are needed for your spiritual growth and advancement. No matter what you think about the events of your life, there is a greater plan for you. And those events were necessary in order for you to learn what you need to learn, in order for you to advance on an energetic level. You must know that everything is in divine order and that nothing has gone wrong. When you learn to accept this truth, then things begin to flow more easily for you and effortlessly. You won't be fighting the currents of life anymore. You'll be flowing with them. When you start to entertain the idea that you should be somewhere else, doing something else, or with someone else, you're missing the lesson of your now. And that lesson is that you are supposed to be learning everything possible from your current life situation. Not to say that in the future things won't change, but to say that you are where you're supposed to be right now, and there are valuable lessons to be learned in the present moment. If you're looking someplace else, and your attention is not in the now, then you're going to be missing out on those valuable lessons that have been divinely placed in your life. And they will assist you in breaking free from current restraints or other undesirable conditions. Instead of looking someplace else as an escape, take a good long look into your life and gather all the information that you can from your current manifestations. In order for you to grow and to stop repeating past lessons, you have to take the time to do this. You must become more aware of your life in every aspect, because everything that is going on around you at this point is critical for your spiritual growth and advancement. You're supposed to be embracing the lessons and the experiences of your now, because your lessons for growth are right under your feet. You miss out on opportunities for growth and expansion when you're focused on the belief that your life is missing something or that something has gone wrong. You must always remember that we live in a universe that is based on attraction, and what you focus on, you create. So if you believe that your life is missing something, then it will always be missing something. This is why becoming a conscious creator is so important, because you must start consciously controlling your point of focus. This is crucial to your growth and spiritual advancement. If you feel that you've been going in circles in your life, and this could be true, but this is even more of a reason to become more aware of your now. You've been repeating lessons because you're not understanding them. We repeat the lessons that we don't learn from or grow from. So that means we didn't get it. We didn't understand what the universe was sharing with us through those experiences. So we have to repeat them again. This most often happens with close and intimate relationships. This is where you will see the same situation occurring over and over, but with a different person. Sometimes the hardest things to see are the things that are closest to us. This is where you need to remember that our closest relationships are some of the deepest reflections of the self. So they are mirroring something that is deep within you. And that's not always easy to see. But you have a much better chance of learning from your current situations if you slow down and look more closely at them, because you created them. You have to ask yourself, why is this happening? And what lessons did I want to learn from this? You're creating your own life and life experiences, and you're creating them in order to grow and to reach your highest potential. When you start to realize and accept that you laid out a masterful plan for yourself before you incarnated on this planet, and that plan was designed to take you from your current vibrational state to an enlightened one, then you're halfway there. You just have to work the plan. But the problem is that you don't remember the plan. So you have to learn how to start tapping into the unconscious mind, because that's where the plan is, in order to spark this memory. This is where the daily practice of meditation can help. Meditation is a tool for awakening our higher consciousness, and that part of us lies within the unconscious mind at this time. This is why we want to raise our consciousness so that we can tap into our divine mind. The internal light meditation in particular is a tool that has the ability to do that. It has many functions. When you perform this meditation daily, it will serve to spark your awakening. And for those who are just tuning into this podcast, the meditation can be found in my book, Doors of Light, in Chapter 11, and you can get it on Amazon. When you begin the process of tapping into your unconscious mind, you will find that there are layers, very much like an onion, within your consciousness. There is layer upon layer upon layer, and you will be pulling back all of those layers. It takes time, but with the right intention, you will open the right doors. Your intention and desire to awaken is what will unlock your supreme wisdom and divine self-knowledge. You will be guided step by step to becoming aware of your destiny. And your destiny is the master plan that you laid out for yourself before you came here. The awakening is a journey, and you have to really want it. You must stay committed to the process of awakening in order for your higher mind to start revealing itself to you. The process is what will lead you to your path, to your destiny. It's a lifetime of ups and downs because we learn through contrast. But as you grow, the contrast will lose its sharpness because you're now more aware of your lessons. The contrast in life helps us become clear about what we want and what we don't want. So once you're aware of what you want, then you need to start putting your focus on that. But what usually happens is you experience something that you don't want, and that situation only occurred to help you find out what you did want, but you get caught up on the experience that brought you pain, and you start focusing on that. Now, when this happens, your focus has turned to the wrong direction, and you create the experience of pain all over again because you're focused on that. So once you find out what you don't want, release that experience and start focusing on what you do want. Release the pain, because if you keep focusing on it, then you will only create more of it in your life. It's easier said than done. I know that. I understand that. But you must start taking control of your focus in order to create the life of your dreams. You don't want to keep creating things that are unwanted in your life. So taking control of your focus is your only option. If you can start looking at every moment in your life as if it has been divinely orchestrated just for you, then you will get so much more out of every moment. Everything will have meaning, and you will become more harmonious with your environment, which is your creation. As you do this, you will begin to see the manifestations of harmony develop all around you. You will no longer be fighting with yourself. When you become more conscious of this fact, then you start to see evidence of the deeper workings of the universe and the harmony that you've created in your life. You start seeing the number sequences that confirm that you're on the right path. You become aware of the animals and insects and their vibrational messages for you. The universe becomes an extension of your awakened consciousness. It becomes this. To the extent that you have awakened, your level of consciousness will determine what you are able to experience, because as you grow in consciousness, your experiences will grow as well, and you will become aware of so many things that you never knew existed. The awakening is an exciting event to be a part of. You will come to realize that you've been missing out on so much, and all along, it's been right in front of your face. You just couldn't see it. And that's because we can only experience our vibrational matches. So as you grow and expand vibrationally, you open yourself up to experiencing things that exist on higher frequencies. There is so much beauty to behold, and it's all waiting to be experienced by you. I'm not telling you that this transformation is going to be easy, but I'm telling you that is worth it. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.